This is a psychiatric independent medical evaluation by Dr. Shelley Epstein, 222 Middle Country Road, Suite 210, Smithtown, New York, 11787. Dictating on February 22nd, 2022. This is to Gen X. G-E-N E-X claim number 301-810-40692-0001 Gen X number N-I-1-G-N-4 date of injury 9/21/18, date of exam 2/22/22, WCB number G236092. Jeffrey Garcia is a 34-year-old single male, resides with his mother and 30-year-old brother. He's currently not working since an injury that took place on 09/21/18. He states at that time his job was delivering furniture for 5 years. On that day, he was hit from behind and suffered a left knee injury, specifically a torn ACL and meniscus. He underwent surgery and stated he did try physical therapy for approximately 3 months a year ago. He reports he's unable to go up and down stairs and suffers with pain upon awakening. He tries to avoid wearing a brace, but states the pain is as high as an 8 or 9 on a 1 to 10 scale when going upstairs in the mornings. He initially consulted a doctor, Robbins, PhD, on on 3/12/21. At that time, he was found to be suffering with underlying anxiety and depression. Was diagnosed with major depressive disorder, single episode severe. He was seen again. Four sessions on March 26, 2021, on 3/26/21, 4/2/21, 4/9/21, 4/16/21, 4/23/21, 4/30/21, 5/14/21, 5/21/21, and 9/22/21. Symptoms revealed during this treatment included diminished interest in significant activities, increased irritability, difficulty concentrating, depressed mood, feelings of worthlessness, social withdrawal, excessive anxiety, and intermittent sleep disturbance. He was treated with therapy sessions as stated above. No medication was prescribed. Mr. Garcia states that the nightmares have completely resolved. He reports that in March, April, and May of 2021, from May to August 17th of 2021, he went into inpatient alcohol rehabilitation in Florida. He was drinking approximately a half a pint a day of rum. He states he's been sober since his discharge. Sleep has significantly improved, as have mood swings and irritability. His past psychiatric history, as above, he states he did take an anti-anxiety medication in Florida on a 3-times-a-day schedule. He does not recall the name of it. He no longer has the script. And he states he has a history of social anxiety, self-diagnosed. Past medical history, hypertension, he takes amlodipine. Pre-diabetes, he takes metformin. He had umbilical hernia surgery. And he had it was positive COVID-19 infection in December. Alcohol stated above, drugs denies, family psychiatric history denies, social history. Single, he has 2 children, an 8-year-old daughter, and a 10-year-old son. They reside in the Bronx. He sees them on weekends and says co-parenting is going well. Denies any history of physical or sexual abuse. His father died when he was 15 from a heart attack at the age of 52. He states he's close with his brother and mother. On mental status exam, he's casually dressed, with fluent speech. His hair is dyed blonde. His mood is quote-unquote okay. He denies suicidal ideation. He denies homicidal ideation. He denies auditory or visual hallucination. He denies paranoia. He is concerned about his left leg. Denies hopelessness or helplessness. He likes to paint. Appetite is increased. He has mental insomnia 2 times a night. Denies panic attacks. He has some diurnal variation with increased sadness later in the day or at nighttime. He knows his mood is better if he keeps busy. He's alert and oriented to person, place, and time. His insight and judgment are good. My impression is at this time he meets criteria for adjustment disorder with depressed and anxious features, secondary to his injury. He also meets criteria for alcohol use disorder in remission at this time. I believe there is a causal relationship between his injury and consequential depression. I recommend resuming therapy sessions for 45 minutes every 2 weeks. He reports no active treatment at this time, being recommended for his knee injury. Addressing this may be of some help to his psychiatric and psychological welfare. I believe the causal relationship is 100%. I believe he has not reached maximum medical improvement. New paragraph. I hereby certify that this report is a full and truthful representation of my professional opinion with respect to the claimant's condition, that no person or entity has caused, directed, or encouraged me to submit a report that differs substantially from my professional opinion. The information contained within this document was prepared and reviewed by me and is the work product of the undersigned and is true to the best of my knowledge and information. I further affirm that I have reviewed the report and attest to its accuracy. Should you have any further questions, please do not hesitate to call. I'm available for testimony or depositions with advance notice. Thank you.